I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. There's something about the terrorist attack on that shopping mall in Kenya that makes our world seem so small. Maybe it's a target, a mall like countless others we are so familiar with here in the U.S. Maybe it's the fact that of the more than 60 people killed, many of them came from countries all over the globe. And then there's this statement by Kenya's foreign minister. He said two or three of the attackers were Americans and another British. That's what we're going to focus on now, the sway some terror groups seem to have on people living in the U.S. and elsewhere in the West. Veteran BBC filmmaker Peter Taylor was in Kenya just days before the attack at the Westgate Mall in Nairobi. He was working on a documentary about British connections to Al-Shabaab. That's a Somalia-based militant group that claimed responsibility. I asked Taylor what went through his mind the moment he heard about the attack.
I was shocked. We actually left Nairobi a few hours before the actual attack, and had the attack happened before we left, I would have obviously stayed on. I was surprised not at the fact that there was an attack, but it was an attack that had clearly been planned with considerable sophistication and preparation. Nobody saw it coming. There was no indication that such an attack was in the pipeline.
I mean, assuming that the attackers were and are card-carrying members of Al-Shabaab, I mean, you spoke to an Al-Shabaab recruiter when you were in Kenya, and you spoke with that person about how young men and some women are recruited. What did he tell you about the whole process and what type of recruits they're looking for?
They're looking for committed young Muslims. What's surprising is the age of many of the recruits who go through the pipeline. Many of these are of school age, 16, 17, and they're impressionable young, in this particular case, Kenyans who have nothing. The radical preachers, they are at the root of the radicalization and the pipeline and the recruiting. I also interviewed a couple of young Shabaab recruits who went through the pipeline. They found there was not what they'd been expecting. They didn't fight jihad. They were basically babysitters for the younger recruits. Mm. And to deter those who were thinking of leaving Al-Shabaab, these two young men, or one of them, was subjected to being forced to witness a public beheading of a young recruit who was trying to escape from Al-Shabaab's clutches.
And what was the point of forcing them to watch this beheading?
For décourager les autres, to as a warning, what would happen if they tried to leave. And these two young men miraculously managed to leave and went back to Nairobi, where they came from, but they feared for their lives. But I think the point of the illustration is to show how utterly ruthless Al-Shabaab is or can be, as illustrated by the brutality of the attack on the Westgate shopping center.
So the pool of possible recruits for Shabaab in East Africa, in Kenya, not just Somali transplants there, but Kenyans as well, born and bred?
The majority of recruits who go to join Al-Shabaab from Kenya are young Kenyans, but there are also recruits from the United States. I did a documentary in which I looked at the exodus of young Somalis from Minneapolis who were going to join Al-Shabaab. So whether they come from Minneapolis or America or the UK, the attraction of Al-Shabaab is an international attraction.
I think a lot of Americans would like to know today, when will Shabaab be bringing its war to affluent U.S. malls?
Well, I think that's one of the concerns. I know that's one of the concerns of the FBI. And I did an interview a couple of years ago when I was looking at recruitment from Minnesota. I interviewed one of the senior FBI agents involved in this area, and he was seriously worried about what is known in the jargon as blowback. In other words, people go to Somalia to, get trained and will return to undercover to America and carry out terrorist attacks there. That's what the concern is. What the Westgate siege illustrates more than anything else is the sophistication and determination of organizations linked to Al-Qaeda like Al-Shabaab.
BBC documentary filmmaker Peter Taylor, just back from Nairobi, Kenya, where he was making a documentary on the British connections to Al-Shabaab. Peter, thank you very much.
Okay, Marco, thanks.